Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We do have a very, very special announcement for you all here on the program. Dunedin Records is releasing on July 3rd a double album. That is an album with four EPs, and each of these EPs are from a great young Otepoti band. Our first, who are coming on to talk about their portion of this momentous release, are an intersectional riot girl feminist band here to kill the little man in your head. Good morning, folks. We have Al, Bell, and Caleb here from Bloody Vagina Dry. How are we feeling this morning? Are we feeling hyped AF?
Hell yeah.
Externally, yes. Internally, I want to take a nap.
Internally, you want to take a nap. Is it too early in the morning for this sort of madness?
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
I assume, like most musicians, y'all aren't morning people.
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in here and talking to me today about this release. Before we talk about the EP, I do have a couple of silly questions. Lots of L's in your names. Have you ever been told that or made aware of that or thought of that?
As I was typing out, like, the all of our details and stuff for the Bandcamp release, I looked at it and I was like, wow, there's a lot of L's in our names.
A lot of E's as well. Yeah. Some suspicious. Well. What was that?
Rings well.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does. I am asking everyone a favourite question or a worst question. Favourite feminist moment or feminist, we'll start with anyone who wants to go first.
Everyone looks at me. it's really early in the morning for this kind of question.
Mm.
Emma Goldman. Yeah.
Okay. What were they famous for?
Anarchist from the 1800s.
Mean. Sort of. What's the other one? Rosa Luxemburg. Kind of similar vibe to that.
Very similar vibe. Actually.
Mean.
I'm sure there was some like mutual influence.
And you, Caleb?
Kate Shepard.
She was... Fair enough.
Like, really Googling on his phone, like, feminists in New Zealand.
I mean, she's on the $10 note.
She is. Yeah. She is. Yeah, oh, that's cool. Right. Even Hillary's on the $5. She's on the
$10.
Yeah.
She's just a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
Totally. You guys went to Melbourne last year for the Loud Women Fest before you even dropped a debut album or like a body of work. What the helly? What's going on? How has this happened?
I actually don't know. I went out on a long shot and was like, yo, can we come? And they were like, okay.
Mean. Sure. Yeah. Wow. That's miraculous.
Yeah.
Just gotta message people.
You just gotta ask, you know, rejection therapy.
Mm.
Nine times out of 10, they'll say yes. So.
Whoa. Getting heavy. For this new EP, which is called Vagina Dry, it's a self-titled EP, you guys are releasing a single called Brutalized, which is lamenting patriarchy's view on and behaviour towards women. As you say, your experience is brutalised with lyrics like, you say our bodies are seen as property, our sexualities are prized to be won. What did you mean by tears never roll off of our faces? Is that like you're withholding rage or like withholding emotions?
I feel like... with women, especially women of colour, they don't get a chance to actually, like, sit with their trauma and, like, allow themselves to feel, because it's always onto the next thing and the next face of oppression that comes their way. And it's just, you never get a chance to actually, like, sit down, like, with your mother or your sister and talk about generational trauma.
Mm.
And then the trauma that comes from... racism over the years as well, that you just never get to process and no one talks about because it's not really spoken about.
And that's on, I guess, the heaviest sort of impact of patriarchy, but there's also like just an everyday element that is like really infuriating, is that like your enjoyments are criticized, I think you mentioned in the song, which reminds me of when Billie Eilish started to really pop off and people were starting to like hate on her because women were starting to enjoy her. Is that sort of what you meant by those lyrics?
Yeah, and it's like the whole thing where it's like growing up it was seen as a girl thing to enjoy boy bands, and then like the whole horse girl thing as well, and then like the whole Chapel Roan situation at the moment where she's like speaking out for herself and then she's being criticized now, and it's like girls really can't enjoy anything.
Mm.
So,
Sonically, there's some really great punky, harsh riffs here, but the outro, I think, the outro really shines as you guys sort of ramp up. There's this lovely, staggered Boots Cats sort of moment there before it just boils into a noise soup. How'd that outro part come about? Because I really am in love with it.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I was like, I don't know what to do. Let's just do something crazy.
Let's go crazy. Ah!
The song has to end, so... let's just go out with a bang, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. This is, again, as I mentioned before, from a self-titled EP, which is part of this 4-EP project. Why did you opt for a self-titled EP rather than, like, another title? I always wonder this. What makes something a self-titled worthy project?
The name itself, I think, is, like, pretty iconic. And...
it's kind of hard to come up with names.
Did have a name, but it was for the album. And so we already recorded an entire album.
And Caleb's Garage.
Yes.
Yes, I listened to something about that.
And then we had to quickly, like, retrack and record our new songs because Natasha approached us about the EP. And then we decided to scrap the whole album, do the EP first, and then save that cool name that we had for our album to come.
Wow. Do you know that garages in, like, Europe back in the day used to be a place where you would go rage?
Really?
Yeah, so that's, like, fitting that you guys did that.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just lying. That's just clean. Okay. Yeah. Welcome to the breakfast show, guys.
Totally fell for that.
That's actually a line from a great show called Workaholics. I just stole it. Is there going to be more, a lot more of these, you know, targeted anti-patriarchy tracks on the EP that we can expect to see? Any, like, particular topics around patriarchy that you're going to tackle?
There's a lot. There's a lot.
It's kind of all-encompassing.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of covers everything from police brutality to racism to, you know, seeing yourself as, like, just a victim and, like, stuff like that. So it covers quite a wide variety of topics, I'd say.
I think with Trump in office, you know, the Epstein files out in the wazoo, a government in New Zealand who pulled the rug out from working women and cancelled billions in equity payouts, we need this EP more than ever.
Yeah,
for sure. Aside from doing this EP, you're also doing a single release show at Relics at 4:30. Are you going to bring the whole sound of the band?
Yeah.
Amps and everything? Because I know that Ivy did a show there, but they did vocals and violin only.
Oh, no, we're, like,
you're bringing
the full
Monty.
Whole kit, like, the amps and the yelling and everything. The whole
shebang.
Yeah.
Beautiful, the whole nine yards. Well, you guys, again, are part of this 4-EP project. There's 3 other bands who are releasing on this thing. What do you think links you and the other bands together?
Ooh.
And why do you think you're involved?
I feel a lot of the bands that are involved all sort of have some sort of post-hardcore, like... in the sound, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're all, like, we've got, like, a similar sound in a way where it ties together really, really nicely. And then we're also all so passionate about music, and we really just have such a vision for our bands that it just makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that might be all the time we have for our kororo this morning. Thank you so much, Al, Caleb and Belle, for coming on to talk about your self-titled EP, which is part of this big 4-EP project. We're going to play the track, the single, Brutalized, in just a second. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions for our listeners out there?
Fuck this new trans amendment bill. It's shit. And women should not be defined by their biological sex and their... parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vote this government out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vote. Register to vote. yeah.
Organize.
How about you, Caleb?
Yeah, same.
Me? Awesome. Well, here is Vagina Dry with Brutalized. We'll have another band come on in a matter of moments, my dear friends. It is 9:12 here on the program. This is the 4 EPs, 5 Big Chats, Breakfast Special. Let's get it.
Never enough!
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.